There were many stories this week from the health sector. Up to 1,000 workers at Norfolk's hospitals are facing redundancy, while a new clinic at a Norwich surgery expects to uncover cancer cases. A Norwich death has been tied to a new drug 100 times stronger than heroin, and a campaign group is angry at a minister's broken promises. There is also great concern about the debts building up in the Norfolk County Council budget for children with special needs. Jane will start with the first of these health stories.
Up to 1,000 workers across Norfolk's three hospitals are facing redundancy after NHS trusts were ordered to trim their numbers, sparking fears for a knock-on effect on patient safety. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital announced this week that it alone is likely to have to cut around 500 jobs, following pressure from the government to cut costs. Other hospitals in the region refuse to be pinned down on numbers, but admit that job losses are probable. The roles at risk are understood to be in non-clinical departments, such as finance, administration, and communications, and come after the Department of Health and Social Care told hospital trusts to scale back spending on support services to match 2022 levels.
A new clinic at a Norfolk surgery is aiming to detect 250 hidden cancer cases in the hope of getting patients swifter access to life-saving treatment. Magdalene Medical Practice in Norwich is launching a prostate cancer clinic after securing £150,000 in charity funding. The scheme will see the surgery reach out to patients who may be at risk of developing the condition and urge them to visit for blood tests and checks. And should the pilot prove successful, it will be rolled out across other surgeries in the county. So far, the surgery has identified 71 of its registered patients, but expects this number to be around 2,500 across the Norwich and central Norfolk area.
Experts have issued a warning after a man died in Norwich after taking a deadly new opioid more than 100 times stronger than heroin. Jamie King, 39, was found dead at his flat in the city, having taken protonitazene, a synthetic painkiller so dangerous it never passed clinical trials. The drug is sweeping the country and has been blamed for a string of deaths, prompting the authorities in Norfolk to issue an alert. An inquest into Mr. King's death heard he had not been aware of the potency of the drug and may have been sold it in error. Mr. King had a long history of illegal drug use and dependence, as well as mixed anxiety and depressive disorder. It is more important than ever that people using opioids or other drugs are aware of the simple steps they can take to stay as safe as possible, recognise the signs of an overdose, and know where to get help. Change Grow Life Live Norfolk offers free and confidential services to help individuals overcome addictions with drugs and alcohol.
A campaign group fighting for better mental health services has criticised the government minister for not responding to a letter sent weeks ago. The Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk wrote to Gillian Merran in February with their continuing concerns over local provision and proposed cuts. However, more than 2 months later, they are yet to receive a response from Mental Health Minister Baroness Merran, despite parliamentary protocol requiring a reply in 20 working days. It comes after members of the group met with the ministers in December and voiced their fears over bed shortages and a £17 million black hole in the finances of the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Trust.
The deficit, run up by Norfolk County Council in supporting children with special educational needs and disabilities, is due to hit more than £180 million, raising new fears over its finances. The council has warned the deficit in its ring-fenced schools budget will reach £183 million by next year. The authority administers what is known as the Dedicated Schools Grant on behalf of the government to support youngsters with high needs. But the money the council spends outstrips what it gets from the Whitehall. The overspend comes as the number of children with education and health care plans, which outline the extra support they need to support conditions such as autism, increases. Norfolk County Council last year saw a 17% increase in referrals to special schools, while leaders have accused some unscrupulous private care providers and independent special schools of profiteering from Norfolk's vulnerable children.